Okay, good evening everybody, and we resume. We are currently two prakim away from the end of this chelik. So this chelik, it talks a lot about mammonis, a lot about money, and the next chelik, the next and last section will be about other sorts of chasadim, and that will be the exact future coming of eight. There'll be eight prakim of that, and then a grand ending of the sefer. He has a whole ending, so to speak. Okay, so let's pick up. So last week we talked about she'ela, giving out items. If somebody asks you to borrow a pen, to if they can borrow a mixer, you know, in theory, you can get such a chesed, and such a chesed, and yet the Yitzhar can come and plot against that. You know, the Yitzhar wants it. Actually, I'll tell you a story. Last night, I left the kollel. I walk home, and Hashem, we finally get some warm weather. The past couple weeks, it's been actually fantastic. It's been like really like ideal weather in the 70s, breezy, like unbelievable weather. You know, it could get humid in the summer, but it's been fantastic. So I've been walking as much as possible. Walked to work, I'm walking back last night. Guy from England, from Gateshead, is here. And I'm walking back with him a little bit. He's going the same direction. And I said, what are you doing here? He's collecting for the Gateshead Kollel. And he's going to collect it for the Gateshead Kollel. And so the conversation, I stand up, you know, I said, listen, I'm, you know, as whatever, here's $20. You know, I had cash on me, and I'm like, whatever, in my pocket. I didn't have my wallet on me. I wasn't driving, so I said, take $20 to the call. The guy sees me today. He told me that Gansa Maisa, that is the Hashkocha, he came from England. He didn't have cash. And then somebody wants change. And like he said, that $20, he says, you don't understand, Rabbi, that $20 helped me in so many ways. You think it's small, $20. What's a guy flying in from Lake Gates? Trust me, he's not flying in for $20. But I had $20 in cash. I was walking with him. I was a guy schlepping thousands of miles to support Torah in England. You know, we need Torah in the world. And so he had $20, and literally, it was a guy saw me today. He stopped. He said, you don't understand. You know, he come from the airport and this, and the whole story. I didn't even get the whole thing. I said, oh, Baruch Hashem. Very happy to help, but yeah, you know. So we talked about last week. You gave a small thing, and the chesed, and we should be running for it and appreciating it. This week, he's going to talk about. I'll just tell you the next 2 weeks. Talk about the echas of halva, not just the giving the money of a loan, but how you give it. And next week we'll talk about the mitzvah to pay back a loan and the seriousness of that. Oh, actually, not next week. It's a wedding next week. In 2 weeks. In the previous part we elucidated, Choyvas halva'a, Mishiyado ma'seges lezet, the person is able, could afford to give a loan, Va'atzen evara es echas mitzvah halva'a. Now I'm going to explain to you how you do it. Sarech le'esnag, when you give a person a loan, you gotta do it like you give to stock up. The tzarech le'zaher, Litna b'sever panim yachas. You gotta give with a smile, with a joyful face. V'lo b'panim zumas, and not with a growl or angry that you're annoyed that a guy knocked on your door and it was supper time. I remember one time someone blocked my car in a certain city, and I knocked on the door to get my car out. This guy opened the door, it was going to rip off my head. I'm telling you, in the middle of my lunch, knocking on my door, I was like, you gotta be joking. The guy went absolutely berserk. Anyways, my point is, I left there feeling pretty upset. I was too young. I was like, really, I think I was like just married, like 25. I was living in Brooklyn, or wherever I was, for a little bit. Having this one gentleman that wasn't indicative of anyone else there was a nutcase and went screaming. So imagine they knock on the door, ask for a loan, and the guy's annoyed. It's not a good time, or why coming now, etc. So that's not how you do it. The Yisuv of Avos Rabbi Nassim says, everybody, having a kabbalah is called Adam to save a part of the office. You should greet them with sever. So I think I actually many years ago gave a drasha what it means to be sever. Pardon me, that's what sever means. Think it out, like a svara. Think out how could you make a person feel good about themselves. And you smile, and yafas, it should be, everyone feels good. Actually, one of the, when I was in the Meir Yeshiva, I was fortunate to learn the Chavrusa with Nissim Kaplan, who's a big Magid Shir in Tehzer Rosh Yeshiva. So he's in Chicago last week. And I saw in the mirror, but it reminded me then, he was here, he knows how to make everyone feel great. Literally everyone feel Geschmack. And people like going to him because he makes you feel good. You see a person, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Oh, you know, you're welcoming. You say, everyone, you should treat, you can bring sunshine or light to everybody you meet and make them feel good about themselves. Give them some, not give them $20, you're giving them chiyas, giving them a good feeling about themselves. Malamit, you're not an adam lechaver komatash v'oilam, and even if you give your friend gifts, but this applies to family members, husbands and wives, wives to husbands, parents and children, children, the parents get older, how they take care of their parents. If you give people gifts, uparim z'umas ba'aretz, and you do it with a grumble, with a growl, is ma'alala v'akasa, the Torah says, as you gave nothing, made them feel like garbage, as people say, made them feel terrible, made them feel uncomfortable. V'chanifzich b'yaredeya, sif kimon. Kenu adin li'n halva, that's by tzaka. Say to him alone, tzarech lezar shlo yilahanik bo, es minim mazor yichol yom. Here a guy is vulnerable, he's needy, he's embarrassed, he's nervous, whatever it may be, asking you for a loan, and you should not humiliate a person. You don't make a feel, someone feel bad. And again, as we've elucidated and elaborated upon, he's doing you a favor. He or she, whoever needs a loan, is doing you a favor if you could afford the loan. And you, again, it's a guaranteed loan, and you're not, you know, he's doing like giving you oil mazet, the oil mabal. And think to yourself, if you needed a favor, you needed some kind of goodness from your friend. How much you would want your friend to treat you like a mensch, greet you warmly, make you feel good about yourself. By the way, I'm just on a small note because you know people ask me questions. I ask people questions. People ask me questions all the time. You know, if people ask me a question in learning or halacha or whatever, I growl them, they ask you a question. Did they ever ask you, Glenn? You said, oh, what do you ask? A stupid question to ask. What a dumb thing. I once, with Migdalia, a place game, every time I watch this person, I want to sit for a reason. You know, he smiles, stands up. A 15-year-old person asks him a question, he stands up for the person. What's the question? You know, treats everyone. That's a person you want to ask a question to again. I think with doctors, they said, there's bedside manner. You have a great doctor. You don't want to ask a question. You can get sick, by the way, because you're so scared to ask a doctor a question. There are people who break halacha because they're scared to ask a rabbi a question. And people don't ask life shilas, critical life shilas, because they're uncomfortable. So imagine you're a rov, you're a paisek, you're a doctor. Anyone needs to be treated with menschlichkeit. Think if you would be on the opposite side, you're going to the doctor. People go to the doctor. They have a procedure, right? You're vulnerable. First of all, if you're having a procedure, they put you in this in a gown. It's like a lebech, right? All of a sudden, you're going in. I see Miss Summers on there. She can tell you people in the hospital, so I'm sure she's very good. Whatever radiology, whatever it is, they're vulnerable. If a doctor barks at them, they feel terrible about themselves. They won't ask questions they need. They won't have a good experience, which will make medicine negative, which is a big negative. If you come for people with Torah, and the same thing. You know, especially in certain areas in learning, or in Torah, or a lady shopping, you have to treat people with respect. And not only respect, make them feel good about themselves. Make their questions validate. you know, G'daylim, like Rav Chaim Eitzer. I'm not going to have time. I want my voice going out. But we don't have exactly time. But like, you hear the stories of Chaim Eitzer Gazinsky, who was a genius, who was able, his nephew of Desra say, he saw him writing two different tshuvas, response with his hands moving at the same time, and carrying on a conversation. I mean, his head was beyond belief, right? Super, super genius. And yet, when people would come and ask him the most silly questions, he would make them feel good about themselves. Save a parting off us. V'chem pirush Rashi b'chumash, parshas mishpatim ala pasuk, im kesef, v'zeh l'shon adav rachas, ha'anik shalot tini bo mizayin, ba'alva, do not, because it says in Tess, the tal of the army, when you loan out to my nation, so when you have a poor person, a pauper, coming to you for a loan, he's ami, part of me, part of the Jewish people. Treat him like a mensch. As ani imach, with you, having mistako ba'atzmecha. Think to yourself, kilo atza ani. Kilo atza ani, you know, for the schools, I do this all the time. People, you know, happens to be, like, we are a really big school. We have 80% of the school on tuition breaks, okay? Kind of millions of dollars. And amongst them, I have hundreds of kids and people in Koilo, in the school, hundreds. Hundreds of kids in Koilo, and Rabbanim, and Rosh Yeshivas, etc. And then I have hardworking people who can't afford it, especially with multiple children. And they have people who, you know, people need tuition breaks, and they need, you know, when you get tuition, you basically need stuck up money. They need people to pay for the cost of educating a child. So I always tell people, you know, if you can't afford it, the system is that we help you, right? That's the point is, we want, Jewish education is not a luxury, it's a necessity, right? But let's say someone comes to a yeshiva or a school, and you make them feel bad for getting a tuition break, which they can't afford. Okay, they can't afford it. So what happens is, if they can hate the school, and then that affects their kids' education, right? If they don't like the school, so now their kids are going to school for years, and they're all unhappy. Or in some cases, they can send the kid to a wrong school, where they'll get it. They'll downgrade their education. In serious cases, you know, even public schools or these kind of things, because they don't want to feel like they're beggars, because they're shmatas. In the Bay Area, when I try to convince people to get Jewish education, like by their heads, it was so foreign. I mean, Jewish education itself wasn't such a priority that like to ask for tuition aid. I said, do you think anybody applies to college unless they're super wealthy and doesn't ask for tuition aid? I mean, you ask for tuition aid. This is way more important. You're telling your kids ruchnias, your spirituality. But my point is to say this is, it's how many people feel could affect whether they go to yeshivas, whether they have a good feeling about whether kids go to school. And it affects everything. So it's the same thing. You treat people, you will put them into moods. You can make or break a person, literally, especially vulnerable people. When a person comes to a loan, they're like a guy who's in the hospital, who's vulnerable, and then his clothing that needs someone to treat him with respect, and mechazek and strengthen him. And so don't it's ani imach. You should be with you a prat, especially maloyev who ishmach. Vavazos shiavil yaksek biado shia yachol hestaker. Lo yipol tzarech lebrias. Certainly, if let's say this guy's on the ground. And now he can have a business, he can talk about legitimate things. I'm not talking about thieves or cunning people or people who have a pattern. You know, I'll just tell you, in Chicago there was somebody recently who was taking loans and not repaying it. And I don't think he had any intent to repay it. There was a sign that went up: do not loan without asking questions. Because there's a certain person, and they warned this person, next time he does it, they're going to put his name on it. You know, because he's a mazik and sarabim. He's considered damaging the, you know, victimizing people in halacha. So we're talking about the average person who just needs help. You have to think by tzedaka, you treat him properly. It's the same thing when a guy comes for a loan. Don't scream at him. Don't, you know, lord over them. Like people who are stingy. I've been in shuls where it could be, that sometimes it's whatever, but hey, a guy comes asking for tzedakah. Another guy doesn't give it tzedakah. He says, oh, go ask somebody else. You know, how dare you ask me? Like, it's in, you know, etc. You know, whatever it is. So, you know, they come to the door. El yidab lo b'dvar brachim. Speak gently to the person. You know, leave it up, you know, be good hearted to the person. If you can't afford it, just say, listen, I can't afford it. I have a mortgage. I have to put my kid in Jewish school. Whatever it is, you can't afford it, but treat the person like a mensch. Okay? You know, you can still say, thank you for asking me. I appreciate you thought about me for giving this loan. But I have priorities right now, and I don't have the extra cash. If I could, I would. You know, and, you know, if you can give them an idea, great. But if not, make the person feel good. Treat them like a mensch. Klal adavar, kechol ha'inyan, she writes it, she's very snake, even the way you want to be treated, in all aspects of life, treat people that way. Ila nitzuch alav, if you were nitzuch, and by the way, in life, there's a point where everybody needs other people. It's rabos v'chasreinan, right? There are people who get sick, the wealthiest people. There are people who need advice. Okay? There are people who need, you know, religious advice, spiritual advice, emotional advice, life advice. There are people who are lost. Whatever. Imagine they could be a billionaire. You're lost. You don't know where you're going. Ask them for directions. They scream at you. That makes a difference. How you know, I'm not even getting to the point of how you treat others in Shemayim is how you'll be treated. I'm saying, just think of how you would like to be treated. As Rashi says, if you greet somebody with a warm greeting, think you had a smile, even though you give him nothing, because you can't afford it, in that case, surely if you give him something, you give him so much gifts, you give all the gifts in the world. You gave him life, you gave him self-respect. Of course, he still needs the money, but you gave him something. See, thank you for asking me. I would love to give you, I just can't. Like, you meet the guy, you're doing it, he's doing you a favor. Now, you have responsibilities, you can't do it. If you could, you should, of course, that we discussed at length. If you can't, you can't. But you could always treat a person with respect. You could always build somebody up. And when you say thank you, you should mean it. Because he was giving you a schus, and you can't do what you can't do. Now he wants to make a second point. But it's the quality of how you give a loan. Is l'shma. Now, of course, l'shma wants to do the proper intent. Chazal Amru, it's a fascinating Gemara. Gemara in Pesachim, the Talmud in Pesachim says, Dachas, Ha'omer sela zuz l'tztaka, b'shvil sheyiche b'ni, Oh, she had ben olam haba, harayz etzalik bracha. Etzalik kamar, excuse me. If a person gives charity, gives to yeshiva, gives to an ani, why? That is, that his son who's critically ill, should he live? Or, that I want to get olam haba. I want olam haba. I want all the Torah, I want all this. Right, whatever, I want olam haba. It means you're not just doing it for the mitzvah. You know, the mitzvah, Hashem says, do this mitzvah. You're doing it because you want to get lots of reward. You're a tzaddik gomor. The Talmud says that it's not like you did something b'di'evad. Like, you're not just doing, like in life, typically, you know, it says you shouldn't do mitzvahs for the reward, right? It's like if you have a kid, they want allowance. So the father asks them to do something. He said, you know, Maishala, go get me a cup of coffee. And then the kid comes back, could I have $5 to go buy ice cream because I got you a cup of coffee? Right? Right. What do you mean? Or I want my allowance. I have. Of course, I listened to what you did. So to speak, if you're looking at a mitzvah, you're saying, what am I going to get? You look at a kid getting allowance, getting paid for what they did. And yet, the Talmud says, nope. If you do this, not because Hashem said to do this, you're doing this because you want something. You're giving it tzedakah because you want you're to be a ben olava. You want to be rewarded eternally. Or you want your son to get sick. Or like, sometimes you see, you want to get married, you want the schus of a shidduch, you want, you're struggling at work, you want to get, you know, Hashem's bracha parnasa. When you do it, with tzedakah, you're a tzaddik gomor. You're completely righteous. You push yourself before Yom Kippur to go call Auntie Bertha, right? You haven't spoken to her in 3 months to wish her a good year. And why are you calling Auntie Bertha? Not because you do care about Auntie Bertha, you thought of her to call her, but you're thinking of Yom Kippur. Thinking about, oh my goodness, I have a reward and punishment coming up. Then we call Auntie Bertha. But Tamba calls us. So why would it be that if you do a mitzvah, which is really, in theory, it should be lishma, for the right reason to serve Hashem, and you, now you're having secondary thoughts, which are true, by the way, if you do Torah mitzvahs, you get blessing. But that's your focus, so to speak. That's what you're thinking about it as well. Why is that so? You're a tzaddik gomer. Maybe you're a tzaddik, maybe you're righteous, but fully righteous? And remember, as in Chaim Mitzvah, when you say, I'm giving this tzela, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants the result, so to speak. Even though you want another thing you benefit from, you still get the mitzvah. Same thing by chesed. If you take away money for chesed to help to build or to give a loan, you think to yourself, that your children should live, they're sick. The Chavetz Chaim's time, they didn't have vaccinations. little kids die all the time. There's polio, tuberculosis. Go down the list. There are all kinds of, children die all the time. Unfortunately, there are still children who die, but way less common. So you give that sort of thing. Or you need parnasa, you need the deal to go through. Or you want, you're more spiritual, you want olam haba. Thinking about your world to come. Afa pikin, it's called a mitzvah gemura. Why? Kim shves mechav asa mitzvah shakasa v'torah. Right? You want to do the mitzvah Torah. You intend to do tzedakah. Your intention is to give a loan. Right? And by the way, the result is the same. If somebody gives me, I just mentioned a scholarship fund. For the scholarship fund, and somebody, a Jewish kid goes to school, whether that guy gave it to me, because he wants his kids to be healthy, or he gave it to me for all my bar, he gave it to get his of parnasa, or he gave it to me because he's a tzaddik, mamash tzaddik gamor. He's because he wants Yiddish kinder to have Torah, and to, he thinks this is what Hashem wants every Jewish child should have, know shas and have mitzvahs and be a frum Jew, and they should have children and grandchildren and great children all fun. So you want that because Hashem wants that. The bottom line is, that kid now goes to school because of you. Whatever your intent is. And on top of that, the bottom line is you use that money for that. You can say, listen, I want this bracha. I'll use money to get that bracha. I'll spend money for better doctors. I'll spend money on this. You're specifically doing a mitzvah to accomplish that. And you're doing that mitzvah. You're accomplishing that mitzvah. Vein tzrichas kavana. It doesn't need to have kavana beyond that. Like, you don't have to say that because the bottom line is you're having a mind stuck. Means the person who wants his son to get healed, or the person who wants the parnasa, has a mind doing stucco. I mean, they also want a secondary benefit, but they're not taking away from the stucco itself as the time. He wants some payment, so to speak. Now, what the Chavetz Chaim says is Gemara. He's not making this up. The Gemara says when you do this, so it is. But he does point out, because there is another Gemara that talks about doing a mitzvah purely because Hashem wants it. Okay, let's go back to the case of school. The guy gives you money for a scholarship fund. He could give you money for the fund for this kid should be healthy. Give you money for the fund to get parnasa. Give you money for the fund for so that he can get oilam haba. He wants to cash in on all of the Torah these little kids learning and chule, right? Or I can do it because that's what Hashem wants in this world. That's the purpose of life. Of course, even though you're a tzaddik gamor, if you do it for the other reasons, yoyser tov, the best, the shpitz, is when you do it, because that's what Hashem wants. You just want, you want a world where it's Malik Kol Ha'aretz Day. You want a world where everyone knows Hashem. You want a world where every Jewish kid, right, knows why they're living in this world. I remember there was a general years ago who was a Baal Tshuva in Israel. And this general himself grew up like a kid. What's the Chiloni? His name is Benny something. Like they, like the, there are people in the Dati Lumi world, like the right wing Dati Lumi world, who are very into him. I remember seeing that he went to like somewhere in Israel, and he said to his kids, "Do you know Shema Yisrael?" And the kids said, "Israel heard? Who's Israel? Which Israel? Which Israel heard?" They didn't know what Shema Yisrael was. They didn't know what Shema Yisrael was. So what happens to those children? They end up in Silicon Valley, many of them, making money, some of them, but they're marrying who knows who, Chinese, Taiwanese, Filipinos, Mexicans. I don't know, I dealt with all of them. Hey, they don't know anything. Why are they don't even know what Shema Yisrael is. Or they live in Israel and they fight terrorists, some of them, because they don't know any better. And we want every Jewish kid to know Shema Yisrael, so that's what Hashem wants. So of course the highest level is to do it because you want to know what Hashem wants in this world. Not because it's good for you. And he says, by the way, again, his point is, you're a tzaddik gamer if you give it for this reason. When you say the kupa tayir, give this and you get the tzaddik's bracha, that's not the highest level. You're a tzaddik gamer if you do that. You're totally righteous. It means you could use your money, say you need $500 a kupa tayir, you could have got a new suit, you could have taken your wife out to, you know, to wherever for vacation, whatever it is. If you choose to spend on people learning Torah, or poor people struggling, whatever it is, it's your tzaddik gamer. Even though I'd say, but the highest level is you do it because Hashem wants in this world, for the mitzvah itself. Because I, the koyach, I'm usually the mitzvah and atzis, sh'oifen zev, you do this for mitzvah for this reason. Na'alem is erlu ma'ala adiz amiz chesed moi moi. The chesed goes more, and actually, the chesed even interfaces with the spiritual world more, which creates more chesed in the world. So that's the highest level. And any mitzvah, by the way, you do. Just do it because Hashem wants this mitzvah. Mitzvah itself says Hashem wants it. But if a person does the mitzvah, and he wants to do tzedakah, but he wants the bracha, he wants the blessing, he wants Olam Haba, there's still a tzaddik gamer. Don't think you're not a tzaddik gamer. As I said, let's go back. The bottom line is this Jewish kid and his grandchildren. You give a kid a Jewish education, you're affecting them, their children, their grandchildren. So Mashiach comes. Of course, it could be a weak link in the chain, but the Derech HaTeva, you're affecting them until Mashiach comes. And if they don't know what Shema Yisrael is, the fact is today's world, nobody stays in the Shtetl forever, especially if they don't know what Shema Yisrael is. They will be lost to the Jewish people, most likely. Or they will not be our friends. They'll be with the pro-Hamas crowd, very possibly. Because that's the world we live in today. Veda, the Oid, see how long this is. Let's try to finish a little bit, a few more minutes. Tell the film all the royal shlo yuchalifa ba'atzo lachshol shemitza. Let's say he's only 19 minutes. He really he's in the hospital. Chas v'shalom. Person in the hospital, someone's sick, and they just think they want their relative to be healthy. Okay, or they need hatzlacha. They're in really bad shape. They want a schus, a merit, because their heads in their bad situation. Oh, or they want to be recognized. Oh, this guy's a philanthropist. A philanthropist, not a Baltzak, a philanthropist. Get his name on the wall. You know, oh, Bob Feinstein gave $15,000. He is a silver donor. You know, this year he wants to be recognized. That's where his head is. His mom is, it's good for business, by the way, because now he's a philanthropist. Afal piken lo yirpa yad mei mitzvah. That happens if you don't think of the mitzvah at all. Don't still do the mitzvah of the Chametz Chaim. Why? Because then we regard it. The Gemara says lo olam yasek adam b'torah and mitzvahs. Person should always do Torah and mitzvahs. Afal pishlo goes wrong. Even though you don't have the highest intention, the right intentions. Why? Because if you do it with the wrong intention, you take shlo lishma. But lishma, you do the wrong intention, you'll still come to do lishma, as Rashi says in Brachas. Once you start getting stuck, you'll come to do it for the right intentions. Right now, in the beginning, you're not doing it. It will, the idea of being a giver will change you. and you're helping people, okay? You're helping me. Let's go back to this case. The guy calls me up. He says, I need to give $50,000 for his education. My spouse is in the hospital. She's in critical condition. Okay? And he's not thinking about at all kids' education. He's just thinking about his spouse. Nothing, the mitzvah, nothing. He just said, why is he doing this? Because he thinks it's a schus for his spouse. Okay? First of all, the loy lishma leads to lishma. And number two is, because when you don't do it the right reason, you learn to be a giver by giving. But number two is, the problem is that kid got Jewish education out of this. Right? The poor person gets to pay his mortgage. The poor person gets to pay his mortgage. You look at the poor person as a lulav. You need a lulav because you need a mitzvah to get your wife healthy, or shal, chas v'shalom, and other stuff. But at the end of the day, the poor person was the beneficiary. He says, it's not the whole bria. Listen, as the Talmud says in Pesachim, one pasuk says that ad shamayim chasdecha, until the heavens is your acts of kindness. The cause of echad, one pasuk says, one verse says, mi'al shamayim chasdecha, above the heavens is your kindness. What's the difference? Says the Talmud, like Pesachim, one is when you do it for the right intentions, when you do it for the wrong intentions. Umuchach min ha-gemara and Baba Basra, it's still stuck up. Because again, you're still helping people. You're still helping Torah. You're still helping marriages, whatever it is. It's stuck up. And it's chesed. And the Gemara says, this is a huge kush. If you even sell it, you drop a dollar. You drop a $100 bill somewhere. And lo and behold, who finds $100 bill? You're walking down Meisharim, and Shlaimke the Nebuch, who's struggling, can't pay, no food for his kids, finds it. He's an ani, real ani, a pauper. Kavala Malkus, you're going to get merit that Shlaimke the Nebuch, who couldn't afford anything, no food, nothing, is now able to get food for his kids. It's because you dropped $100. You didn't even have. You wanted $100. You were planning to go buy, you know, souvenirs in the old city, which you'll never use. But you had to buy souvenirs when you come home from the, and now you buy souvenirs. You're going to the Arab quarter to buy the souvenirs, some like Arabic thing to say you went with a camel looking to go to, you went to Jerusalem, and you have a camel, a wooden camel with the words Yerushalayim in Arabic and in Hebrew, whatever. You know, a waste of money, $100, but you didn't have money got stuck up. And now you drop $100. You're the tourist of tourists. And Shlenke and Meir Sharon finds it and is able to afford Shabbos food and food for his family. You get schar. You get reward for that. V'isa of the Medrash to Tadsha, that there are three techasim hen. There are three types of korbanos. The oilot, the completely burned. The shlamim, which is you get part, and Hashem gets part. And the chat is for sins. And the three types of tzaddikim. One is ava, love, bakasha, asking, year is fear. Ha'oila, the burnt offering, is for ava. The shlamim, the peace offering, is by bakasha. The chatas, the sin offering, is for year of fear. Ha'oila nikreves, the covenant of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But what, when you do an oila, it's all burnt. You get nothing out of it. Shlamim and chatas, shlamim is you eat part of it, and chatas is to atone for sins. You're a beneficiary. So, ha'oila, which is ava, is a kara. There are people, there are tzaddikim, who serve Hashem out of love. V'neisim kovav yakul malchuso, and they give honor and preciousness to Hashem. Shugavada kimas akol, because it was everything is from Hashem. Uvutuvo harav baras oma b'mamar v'lo ba'amo. And they recognize Hashem didn't have to create the world. Everything in this world that we have, it's all Hashem's chesed. It's all Hashem's kindness to us. You have to put us in this world. You have to sustain the world. This person is living with such a Weltanschauung, with such a Shkafasachan, such a worldview. Because God is omnipotent, a father, a king, all powerful, all knowing, all good, all merciful. He bears with us. Umalas Hakol, and he fills the world with his greatness. And for the little, you know, smaller than ants, the little microbes, to the giants of the forest, everyone's living. Ve'edeh razei oylem, knows all the secrets of Meitel Avraham. Umarachu v'shayim. He gets the wicked. These people are living wicked lives. Mamish v'shayim ba'avor yashuv v'yichu, that they should have an opportunity to return to Hashem. Tzaddik. Like Avraham Avinu, look at the world. That's how he lived in this world. They live to praise Hashem and to bring Hashem into this world. That's the oilam. That, by the way, is ma'al Hashemayim. That's above. You know, that changes, by the way, that when you do chesed that way, you do kindness, tzedaka, not only change yourself, you change the spiritual world. That goes up, that's chesedcha, ma'al Hashemayim. What about the other two? The shlamim. Which is the shlamim. Sheyesh oivim samakom. There are people who serve Hashem. Ma'pilim techinas bakashas. The shalom imeno call me the taiva. And he thinks to themselves, Hashem, give me chachma bina medas. Give me wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Arecham, let me give a long life. Refuah, give me health. Isha misakalas, a good wife. Banim yishrei leiv. You know, good children, atzlachas maisim, I do this world, I should be successful. Aisher, wealth, covet, honor, chasen. That's the makasha. Person asks for what they want. First person, vasfos Hashem. Oh, their whole life is, what does Hashem want? They don't think about themselves. That's the first. But the first level is few and rare. If you're at makasha, you're already at a very high level. Why? Because you're recognizing everything comes from Hashem. Your whole life you're davening, you realize it's not you, it's not koichi, it's miyadi, it's not me, it's up to Hashem, it's not the power of my hand, for my health, for my wealth, for my happiness, for my children, for my spouse. It's all Hashem, and Hashem is bracha. I beg Hashem for all of these things. Nothing's guaranteed in this world, nothing is guaranteed, and therefore that's a very, very high level. That's bakasha, and that's like the shlamim, the miskarim. What's zero, the third level? It's also very high level because you recognize you don't want to get zapped. You're not in this world. You're not zapped eternally. And it's bal nahatzal. Don't get me cursed. Certain people, you don't want to break the Torah, you know, because you know that if you do that, well, I'm going to go to HELL. That's what Torah will say, right? Or I'm going to get punished in this world, Rabbi, I'm a bad dude. You know, I've had people know that. I don't want to, you know, but I don't want to get punished. I just don't want to get all the curses, all that bad things. So obviously, the level of person knows that Hashem knows there's a reckoning to this world, there's a judgment to this world, right? But not the highest level because it's not even wanting to have things to serve Hashem, right? It's they don't get punished. It's not certainly at the level of doing what Hashem wants. But again, don't get me wrong, this is really certainly a tzaddik, as the Chavetz Chaim says, because you realize everything comes from Hashem. But other than that, person is worried about if they break the Torah, the chalayim, sickness, makas, punishments, makavas, they shouldn't need people, that they shouldn't be ruled over, they shouldn't fear death or bad things. V'olam haba, they're worried about getting punished, you know, eternally. Or the fires of the Gehenna, as people say, that they're worried about. Whether it's figurative, you know, whatever that means exactly. Well, the virus was shown in Madina Gadol, and for the one day at the end of time, when all of us, will be judged on what we did in this world, how we lived for our full potential. Right? And there's a Yom Madina Gadol, the day of great judgment, where we're judged for how we affected this world for eternity. This guy is scared of that. So he lives in that reality of chesed because he wants to, you know, he's worried about getting punished. So the guy knocks to his door. He's thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to give him, I'm going to get punished. And I'm not so happy otherwise. But, you know, or maybe he'll put on a show because he's going to get punished. This is a chatas. Whether it's a oilo ben a chatas or a shlamim, it's all offered in the base of English, in the temple, there were the burnt offerings, there were the peace offerings, and then the sin offerings. And all of those sacrifices were offered by the Kayin to Hashem. We have 3 minutes left. Echad, Shlosh and Shavit, they're all tzaddikim. They're all levels of righteousness. Obviously, the Oilah, the Ava is the highest. But they're all in the Tzalah Chasim. Ha'oyev hu oyev, v'mavakesh hu mavakesh, v'saren hu misara. That's what the Medrash says. That's what the Medrash says. All of these are precious levels. Even though there are higher levels, they're all levels of righteousness. Har lefanecha says the Chavetz Chaim. The Av shekol echesh ha'madrega v'fnei atzmo, v'karim yisav, and obviously Ava, the Ola, doing it for Hashem, is the highest. Mikol makom, nevertheless, all of them are precious in front of Hashem. Sha'af b'shlam v'chadis, it's also by the korbanos of the peace offerings, the sinful offerings. Go back to that and said, you gave this kid Jewish education, right? You gave him a Jewish education, and now he'll be, when he's 30 years old, he'll learn Talmud, and he'll come to Shul, Fimimim a day. Huda, you're supporting the government, right? Chazak the minion, he'll strengthen the minion, he'll come, and he himself will give charity, and he himself will raise Jewish children, or give it to this poor person, and he starts a business, and now he has a life, and his marriage, and his children. You just support them, right? Chesed, whatever it is, you did it. At the end of the day, you accomplished that. Whatever your intention may be, all of them, there are levels, but they're all levels of tzitzis. So you're doing to the world. Now, the oila, when you think about Hashem, I want terror in this world. I want poor people not to worry about their mortgages. You know, I want people to get married and be happy and not go into then. You know, that's the highest level. I mean, that's because that affects the spiritual. That's the oila. That's ava. That's the kara. That's the highest level. But everything you're a tzaddik for doing, that's what a man recognizes. All precious. Right? The one thing you gotta be careful with the Chavetz Chaim is Shlo yaseh stakah v'chesed. Kindness, charity, it should not be something that you use to lord over to get. Like, look how great I am. You know, announcement, like, watch out for me. I'm the Baal Chesed. I'm the Baal Tzedakah. If you do that, then you poison the mitzvah. If you do it because you don't get a punishment, if you do it because you don't want to help, that you're recognizing it's a mitzvah. But when you use it as something to lord over other people, to brag over other people, that, now to inspire people is a mitzvah. To feel better and to look down and to use it as a status symbol, that could really mess up the mitzvah itself. At least, explain it to them, and rather, a person should think to themselves. Everything they have, all of us in this world, everything we have is Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu from Hashem. As it says in the Pasuk, Mimcha Kol Me'alcha Nasalach, from Hashem is everything, and He gives you from His hand. If a person is fortunate to have more, if a person is fortunate, sometimes there are people I know, I'm sure you have all had experience, they don't have more, but that day they have more. Some, they got a Yerusha, they got an inheritance, they made it some money, right? Whatever it is, or they somebody gave them something they could share. It's points, a person has more, it's there to share. How you share, with a smile on your face. Ideally, the more kavana to have to bring Torah into this world, or to recognize that staka itself gives you merit, and if that's what you need, that use staka as I mean. And that's chos, we see mimcha kol me'alcha nasalach. Hashem should just give us the ability to give. As I said, one of the best brachas I ever got, as I had somebody come to my house and he told me, you should always be in the giving end. You should have this chos to be able to give others in the right way. Okay, hold your.